This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. Good morning on the 5th of November, Election Day 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller with Hat News today. And the Hat Podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. In the news, an agronomy update looking on what seemed to impact the severity of tar spot this year, and a special product made from Indiana soybeans. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin runs down rain chances today and tonight. And yesterday, grain and oil seed markets were quiet and mixed at the close. John Zanker Market Analysis coming up on the Hat Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at FFBT.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Get profit-boosting knowledge from no-till experts, innovators, legends, and your fellow farmers at the 33rd Annual National No-Tillage Conference in Louisville, January 7th through 10th. The National No-Tillage Conference provides the practical tips and information farmers need to run a more successful and profitable no-till operation. This conference offers a mix of thought-provoking general sessions, collaborative no-till roundtables, and expert-led no-till classrooms with the likes of corn yield record holder Russell Hedrick, world-renowned soil biologist Jill Clapperton, 2024 Conservation Ag Operator Fellow and no-till legend Ray McCormick, and many more. Plus, pesticide recertification and certified crop advisor credits will be available to qualifying attendees. Register using promo code RADIO and save 10%. Learn more and register at notillconference.com. That's notillconference.com.
The impact of tar spot on corn yields across Indiana and the collaboration between a company in Greensburg and their local soybean producers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, some farmers are rapidly approaching the finish line, while others are already taking their victory lap on this year's harvest. Eric Pfeiffer has more with this week's Pioneer Harvest Update.
Thanks, CJ. The dreaded corn disease tar spot was found in all 92 Indiana counties this year and had varying yield impacts. Pioneer agronomist Brian Schrader.
I would say in my geography on the eastern side of the state of Indiana, anything south of State Road 26 was impacted quite substantially. As we got later planting windows north of State Road 26 because of the early rains, it wasn't as bad. It did come in, but it came in late. But for those folks that were affected in those early planting windows, it's not uncommon, even with fungicide applications, especially if the timing was a bit off, to hear of 40, 50 bushel yield reductions because of tar spot.
Schrader says farmers also reported very poor stock quality on the eastern side of the state.
Now, again, with tar spot, that was related. But because we ended up with such a significant level of drought stress late, the corn hybrid had to go to the stock to try to fill the ear because conditions were so good early when we set ears. And so we had a lot of stock cannibalization late, just trying to get those ears filled. And even with the drought stress, I'm amazed at some of the yield numbers that I'm hearing in these areas that were so severely drought stressed.
Given all the challenges from this year, Schrader credits farmer management and modern genetics for the better than anticipated yields. You can hear my full interview with Schrader at HoosierAgToday.com. Get in touch with your Pioneer representative to start putting a plan together for next year by visiting pioneer.com/findmyrep. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Well, it truly is an all-American story. A woman from Indonesia immigrates to Greensburg, Indiana, and opens a restaurant. Thanks to a collaboration with local farmers, she's now the owner of Mayasari Tempeh, a production facility that makes food items from local soybeans.
When Maya first came to town, her daughter and I went to school together. One day, she asked me about soybeans.
And that's Decatur County farmer Nick Stewart talking about his collaboration with Mayasari Effendi, When she first moved to Greensburg and opened Maya Sari Indonesian Grill, she sought out Nick to help bring her soybeans for a specialty item called tempeh.
She calls me up and says, hey, I want to start making tempeh here, so I need soybeans. I said, okay, what kind of soybeans do you need? She goes, I don't know, I just need soybeans to try it. Okay. So from there, it just kind of kept expanding.
Maya Sari started using those soybeans to manufacture tempeh chips called Maya Soya. They're being sold at Fresh Time stores across the state.
Then the next thing I know, she's buying a bean splitter, and we got that installed at our plant. And she goes, so I think I need a special type of soybean here. And I say, okay, so what kind of special type of soybean do you need? And she says, well, I'm looking for some with a high protein that's non-GMO with a clear hilum. I said, okay, well, that is some that we can find.
Now, with the help of Nick and other local farmers, they're providing Maya Sari with soybeans to mass produce tempeh and tempeh chips to ship back to Indonesia and around the world. Nick says it's a win-win for both her company and soybean growers across southeastern Indiana.
The end goal for us at the end of the day is to leave a farm to my kids that they can farm on. And realistically, that comes down to developing local markets for our product at this point. If all of a sudden we start losing out on this trade, we're losing money. So we have to figure out ways to backfill those dollars here locally. And this is a huge step forward in that.
Read more about the collaboration between Indiana soybean producers and Maya Sari Tempeh in Greensburg at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it. Operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit Mid-America is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're going to look at more moisture across the Hoosier State today as our rain system continues to slowly but surely move eastward as moisture races north. What that means is we continue to see the biggest active precipitation track a little bit farther to our west, Illinois, Wisconsin, parts of eastern Iowa, Missouri picking up some strong thunderstorms today. I think for Indiana, we're going to be seeing more hit and miss activity through the daytime hours. Once we get into the evening and overnight, chances of thunderstorms increase a little bit for central and southern Indiana. But still, we're looking at additional moisture today, probably a quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage around 90% of the state. Tomorrow, moisture may linger in southern Indiana for a little bit, at least through a mid to late morning. Meanwhile, northern Indiana is cloudy, but precipitation free. I think we see the clouds break up faster tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are sunny, warm, and dry. High pressure sitting right on top of us. Temperatures above normal for this time of year still. On Sunday, clouds are back relatively quickly. May have to deal with some on-again, off-again showers. Quarter to 1 inch possible through the day and into the overnight. By the time we get into next Monday, we are sunny and dry. We are looking at Tuesday staying dry as well before showers come back Tuesday overnight through Wednesday. Rains there can be anywhere from a quarter to half an inch with coverage around 60% of the state. Behind that, we turn cooler and drier as Canadian high pressure wants to dive southward. Could end up being the coolest air of the season so far. However, when I say that, remember that we have not been very cool this season so far at all. So the coolest air of the season so far may just get us back close to normal. But I do think a turn toward normal temperatures is likely as we move into the second half of the month of November. That's the way things are stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Very close to even in corn and wheat, and a few cents on the plus side for beans. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. Thanks for joining us. I'll have numbers, the settlements, coming up at the end of our report. We begin, though, with market analysis, and I grabbed that near the end of the trading session from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. John, mostly higher markets to open up the week, but we lost a little steam, wheat going a little lower and pretty flat at the close. Same with corn, really, and a few cent gain in bean. Even though there were some positive signs, export inspections good, More flash sales of corn and beans, a weaker dollar, and strong crude, all tailwinds. It didn't seem to make a lot of difference, though.
Well, we've had a good bounce off the lows. Of course, most of that occurred a little bit earlier than we anticipated, and then we backed off, and now we've bounced back a little bit. So we're not following the maybe more traditional path here of post-harvest bounces. And soybeans, I think there's some reasons to be a little friendly in here. Basis is firming. And, you know, farmers have put away the crop for now. And we could see that continue here for another 3 or 4 weeks, I would say at least. Offsetting that is some really good rains coverage in South America. And after an early dry stretch, a long and hot dry stretch, they've got going. Planting is catching up to normal. So we've lost that as a supporting factor. And then it seems like there's something important going on tomorrow. What was that? Oh, yeah. So we have an election tomorrow. And, you know, the trade is just, you know, what does that mean in the end? We have potentially tariffs coming back into trade war coming back into play this winter or not. And, you know, historically, the grain markets don't do any better under Republican leadership or Democratic leadership versus the other. So I think we'll just we'll have to wait to see how it all plays out. And, you know, maybe we'll trade the election for a day or two. I think we'll be back to trading South American weather pretty quickly. We've had some nice rebounds really in the past 4 years off of some fairly significant scares south of the equator. If we don't get that, could be a little bit of a rough winter for soybeans especially.
John, talk about why that South American weather this time of year has an impact on U.S. markets.
Well, they got off to a slow start down their planting, especially in Mato Grosso and Guayas, the two far northern states and big producers of both soybeans and corn and second corn crop especially. So getting a late start in those two states doesn't impact soybean yield, given to basically a year-round growing season, but it does impact planting of corn for that second crop. So you plant that second crop late, you can get into that hot and dry season while you're trying to pollinate. So that's not going to go away completely, and I think eventually supportive to corn futures again. Argentina expected to maybe plant 20% less corn this year, and Brazilian acres could be down and probably going to be down a little bit more due to that late planting of the second crop. So I think in general, South American weather's a little supportive corn, but right now, not very supportive to soybeans.
Market commentary from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. The number there is 866-837-9027. Now, Monday's settlements. December corn, a 2 cent gain at the close, 416.5. March 430 even, that was a pickup of 0.75 cents. May and July, both unchanged on the day in the end. Beans, January, 9.97¼, and March, 10.11¾, both contracts up 3.5 cents. May, 10.82¼, up 3.25. December wheat, 3/4 higher, 5.68¾. March down 0.25 at 5.87½. Meats lower, December live cattle, 185.07, and December lean hogs, 83.22. And both of those contracts lost 85 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.